Okay. Okay, I'm gonna say. Okay. One other mitzvah that we're going to be performing, beginning to perform during Pesach, is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. But we're going to tie it, it's not going to be a shiur about Sfiras HaOmer per se, we're going to tie it in, and this is like this. Usfartim lochem imochras ha-shabos. V'yom ha-viyachem es ha-omer trufa sheva shabosos t'mimos t'yena. So what is mochras ha-shabos? Shabbos there means what? Yontif. Mochras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach. Right? Because we hold that Shabbos in this context means what? Yontif. First day of Pesach is called Shabbos. Mochras HaShabbos. That's what the Gemara says in Menachos, that Tzidzukim thought that Shabbos means Kipshuto, Shabbos Bracious. And therefore they held that Shavuos is always on a Sunday. Right, that was their sales pitch. They said, Moshe Rabbeinu, three lines from the bottom, page 3. Or of Yisrael, Haya. Moshe Rabbeinu is Or of Yisrael. V'yodeh sh'atzeres yom echad hu. And he knows that Shavuos is only one day. So therefore, he decided that Shavuos should always be on a Sunday. This way you have a long weekend. Saturday, Sunday. That was their sales pitch to try to prove to people that Shavuos always has to be on Sunday, because Mochras HaShabbos means the day after Shabbos, meaning Saturday, and therefore we start Svira always Sunday, and therefore Shavuos is always Sunday, and that's not our Mesorah. Our Mesorah is that Shabbos means what? Shabbos is the first day of Yontif. So why is it called Shabbos? So there's a famous explanation for the Bnei Yisachar, which we'll say over, but I thought this year, I thought of a new explanation. A new explanation to the comparison of Shabbos to Yontif. Why is it called? Okay. But before we get to that, there is a discussion in the Rishonim as to why we don't make Shechiyonu on we make a Shechiyonu on every Yontif, right? And then a separate Shechiyonu on the mitzvah. Like, on Sukkah, we make a Shechiyonu in Kiddush for the Yontif of Sukkot. And then the next morning, when we're going to shake Lulav, we're going to make a Shechiyonu also. We make a Shechiyonu of the Kiddush for Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to make a Shechiyonu on the Shofar. Right? So how come Sfiras HaOmer, there's no Shechiyonu? So the different explanations that are given. So the Baal HaMor, talking about the Baal HaMor, on page 5, it says, "Ufsiras Omer Yesh Shol the Matam Eino Anu Omerim Bo Zman, for Matam Eino Anu Sofrim Below Bracha Beyond Tashen Yishal Pesach." So why not? So he says, wait this. He says that Shechiyonu, three lines to the bottom. Latino Zman Englon. Shalom Sid Brick Zman Albadov Shishbo Shum Hana. It has to be something that's either you buy new clothing or it's a happy occasion that's coming. You make a Shechiyonu. Or something happened to us, etc. Pidyon HaBen, Shemvarach HaBeyavim Shalchi, Sheyotsu B'no B'Sofik Nefel, right, Pidyon HaBen, Sofik Nefel. Now, the longer he's not, he lived 30 days, so he's not a Nefel, so it's a Simcha. With Sfiras HaOmer, top line, on the left side of the Baal HaMor, Ein Bo Zeichel L'Shum Hano, El Agmas Nafshenu Churban Beis Mivayenu. Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So the fact that we're counting Sfira today without a Beis HaMikdash is not a happy occasion. It reminds us that Fakert, we're doing Sfira in a substandard way. The Nebuch, we're doing Sfira in without a Beis HaMikdash, so that brings us sadness. So it's not a happy thing. That's how the Balamor says. Other Rishonim give other answers. The Shibole Aleket on page 8 says, L'chein nireh she'ein v'vorchim olav zman, because we yotzei with the zman of Yontif. As, but usually the Yontif gets one zman bracha, shachiyanu, and the mitzvah gets another shachiyanu. So he says, no, v'ein adom el sukul ulav shatunim zman, v'ein avtar zman shal Yontif atzmo. The Hashem is chayev bizman b'shosh mishas asiya. If you don't berach mishas asiya, berach mishas kiyah ma mitzvah. You see, because the other mitzvahs, like shofar, lulav, you're supposed to make lulav, the brachim shachiyanu, when you buy the lulav and you assemble it, even beforehand. So there's concept of b'shas asiyah. So we don't do b'shas asiyah, we do b'shas mitzvah. But it's separate from the yontif, because the asiyah can be before the yontif. Right? Or you build a sukkah. So the sukkah, you can make this shachiyanu really 2 days before, when you built it. So in Philomaisa, we don't make it when we build it, but it's a separate thing, because it really could be on the b'shas asiyah. The Hashem Schayev is man Mishas Asiya. Vimlo Birach Mishas Asiya, Vimvach Mishas Kiyama Mitzvah. Veshov Anami Shaton's man, Harisho Bim Maisa Shal Tekiyos. There's a Maisa. You make it on the Maisa. Vachol Hani Tzuk of Lulav, Mashen came to Sfir Sa'omer. So Sfir Sa'omer, there's no Asiya. Right? So it doesn't get its own Shechiyonu, so it's combined with the shachiyanu of the yontif. The only time a mitzvah gets its own asiyah, when it has its own asiyah, or you do a maisa, so then it gets its own shachiyanu. So that's another explanation of why we don't make shachiyanu on Sfir Sa'omer. But what I really want to get to is the B'nai Yisoskar. So the B'nai Yisoskar says on page 11, so he also talks about, look on page 12 rather. He says, Tam lama eim avarchim shachiyonu al mitzvah svira, yosh ein zeh dover chadash. What's the pshat? Because on Pesach, we went out of Mitzrayim. Now we know Pesach, we were not on any very big madrigas. We were on low madrigas. But Hashem had to just give it us all the shefa, all the nisim, even though we didn't deserve it, because if not, we would have stayed further in Mitzrayim. We would have sunk from men tesh sharei tumah to nun sharei tumah, and we couldn't leave then. We would have been too sunk in. So basically what he did was, he gave us all the shefa ruchni on Pesach, and then he took it away after we came out and we were safe, and now we have to earn it again through Sfir Sa'omer, counting towards Kedusha on our own. So Mamela, everything we're counting on Sfira is to get back to what we had already on Pesach. It's just on Pesach we didn't earn it. Pesach we were given on a silver platter. So there's nothing new in Sfir, because Sfir, which we're counting towards that level of Kedusha that we're getting, we're earning through the... So there's nothing new, because we had it already. We had it already at the beginning. On Pesach we had it. But Hashem says, no, it's not good that you just get it on your own. You have to... And that's why, in the previous page in B'nai Yisoscha, he says, why is it called Shabbos? Why is Pesach called Shabbos? The reason why Pesach is called Shabbos is because Shabbos... Yontif is Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. We make Yontif. But Shabbos is Mekadosh HaShabbos. Hashem brings Shabbos to us. We don't do anything. Whether we prepare, we don't prepare, Shabbos is here. So the same thing Pesach. It was a Bechina of Shabbos because we didn't really deserve Yetzias Mitzrayim. We were on very low Madregas. And Hashem still took us out. So that's the Bechina of Shabbos. So that's why we call Pesach Shabbos, Mimochras HaShabbos. But that same, that was on page 11. And page 12, he says, and that's the notion why we don't say Shechianu. Because Shechianu is only in a Dover Chodesh. And here, there's no Dover Chodesh. That's another idea. And the Kedushas Levi on page 15 says a different idea. And the I think the this Yitzchak Court has this idea that Sfiras HaOmer, you don't make Shechianu, because Sfiras HaOmer is like Sfiras Zayin Nekiyim. We're in a state of Tumah, and we're, right? Some say, parenthetically, that the Shechianu of Shavuos is the Shechianu of Sfiras HaOmer also. But he's saying, Shechianu is Shechianu. Ha! We got here! But when you start counting Sfira, you didn't get anywhere. We're counting towards something. So we're not saying Shechianu that we've Higianu Lazman Hazeh. We're not Higianu Lazman Hazeh. Lazman Hazeh is when the sphere is over. Tavdun Elokim. The whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to get to the Matan Torah. The whole point is, when are we going to get out of this? Well, then the Puparov and the Vahi Yosef, says Shomer Aschoyde, he says a Pshad on page 16, Shomer Aschoyde Sha'aviv. What does that mean, Shomer Aschoyde Sha'aviv? What are we being Shomer? So we know Chazal say we're Shomer to make sure it's in the proper month, the proper season. So he says like this. You know what it means, Shomer Chodesh Aviv? It means Pesach, basically we got on these high madrigas, but we didn't do anything. We didn't deserve it. Right? And now, after Pesach, we're trying to earn it, right? So he says, Shomer Chodesh Aviv means that you should remember, but so basically these high madrigas didn't really mean too much, because it was just a temporary thing just to get us out of the danger. Because we didn't earn it, we didn't. But now, when you're finished, when you're counting Sfira, so you have to remember what the high madrigas were. So now you can yearn for what you had then. So the high madrigas not only is to tell us, you know, to save us that we would have sink even lower, but now when all the madrigas are taken away from us. And now we have to earn the high madrigas, so we have to know what we're heading to. So remember what those high madrigas were, so now that you're going to not you're gonna count Svira day by day, and you're gonna earn to get to those high madrigas. So Shomar Chodesh Av, remember what those high madrigas were. That's what he writes on page 17. Uzeski Rano Torah Shakdosha Shomar Chodesh Av, second paragraph. Asher Notli Mikem Madrigas Akvosh Komakom Tishmu Shul Tavdu Lagame Madrigas Kedosha Shisaktem Chodesh Av Pesach. Freshki Chodesh Av Yotziach Hashem Olchem Mitzrayim Laila. The Gam Mitzrayim Hayakein Shevi'a Kadosh Baruch Yisrael. Because remember what they were, so now you could what? You could, you know where to head to. Where are you heading to? What's your goal? Huh. So I thought to say the following. There is a Gemara in Beitza, page 18, that says that Shabbos is called Amar Kol Shmuel Moshe Matana Tova Yeshli Bebeis Gedozai the Shabbos Shema. Shabbos is a Matana Tova. So what does it mean a Matana Tova? So I once heard from Rav Schlesinger from Muncie say over the Kedushas Levi. He says, you know what it means in Matana? What's the other possibility? Shabbos could be a schar. Getting schar to have Shabbos. He says, but schar mitzvah b'hal malek. So how are we getting onik Shabbos? He can't give a schar. Schar mitzvah b'hal malek. Yet he's giving us this great thing called Shabbos. Isn't that a tremendous schar? Isn't that a tremendous tanuk that we have on Shabbos? So what's the... So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a brilliant chat. I can't give schar, I'm going to schar mitzvah by Amaleka. So I'm going to give Shabbos b'toras ha-matana. This way, I'm going to give them a taste of what Olam Haba is. Without being a b'tor schar, without being b'tor schar, it's going to be b'tor matana. And this way, they'll have an idea of what we're doing in this world. This goes to chayyolam haba. To know what is that chayyolam? We give you a little taste, a little shmek of what's olam haba through Shabbos. But we can't get, you know, Hashem can't give a schar. So I thought to say like this, that this Kedushas Levi fits in very well with the Bnei Yisachar and the Vayechi Yosef. Why? Because what's Sphira? Sphira is Hashem gave it all us the first day of Pesach to give us a taste. It's a matana he gave us. Right? It was a matana. Now we can know what we need to strive for. That was what the first day of Pesach is. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the Chayat Ol Haba. It's also a matana. So that's why Pesach is Ikri Shabbos. A little bit different than what Bnei Sosso says, that we both got it without earning it. It's that because Baruch Hu wants us to see what the ultimate is. So now when we're working on it on our own volition and we're earning it, so we have an idea. So both were given, first day of Pesach and Shabbos were given the Torah Smakon. We didn't earn it, we didn't this. It's similar to Mesach with a different twist. That you should know what Olam Haba is. You say, well, do all these business, I should get to Olam Haba. What is Olam Haba? So you know what Shabbos is? You know how great Shabbos is? That's the case. And we're counting Sphira to earn these great madrigas. What are these great madrigas? Well, you knew what it was when you came out of the tribe, you saw all that. So now it's taken away from you. But now you got to go and earn it. And the big yisod is that when you earn something, you know, there's a word from Yeshua Levi. I like this word very much. And the Hosafra, from the Rosh Hashiva of Kerem B'Yakov, that's Goldberg.
Rishulei, on page 21, in the Sidra HaGro'ad Isha Yisrael, the Siyach Yitzchak at the bottom, says like this. The Rashi says in Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah that the third Beis HaMikdash is coming prefab, min HaShemayim. So, Frechter Rishulei, on the bottom here, page 21, prefab. So then what about the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash? We're going to lose out on Mikdash. The mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. So how could it be? How could Rashi say? What about the mitzvah? So Rav Shulay has a famous word. He says, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Tavu Ba'aretz Sha'arel, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of the Beis HaMikdash were buried in the ground. So he says that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, what are we going to do? We're going to unearth those gates. And we're going to put up the gates. And that's going to, and then the Gemara says about Basra, if you mamid sha'orim, that's a kinyan chazakah. That's a kinyan chazakah. That's a binyan. That's a kinyan chazakah. So that says, Rabbi Shulay, what are we saying in David? Areinu v'vinyano. The Sankhainu v'sikuno. So what's v'vinyano, what's v'sikuno? Areinu v'vinyano means the third base of Mikdash is going to come prefab, which is spectators. But what's the second thing? The tikuno. What's the tikuno? It's the Hamadas Ha Hasharim. And that's happening. So that's what it's related. So Rav Goldberg, that's all in the last pages here, said, why does it say Simcha by Tikuno and not the Binyano? Because Binyano, we didn't do anything. We were spectators. So what kind of Simcha? The true Simcha in life is you work on something and you accomplish. You feel good about it. Something's given to you on a silver platter. So he says, that's the trap. Harenu Binyano. Hello, Harenu. The Simcha comes from what you do. Is I'm painting Sikuno. And that's what is happening over here. First, that's why it would be another idea that there's no Shechianu, like the Baal HaMor says. First night. So the Baal HaMor saying was we don't have a base of Mikdash. If we would have had a base of Mikdash a series over, maybe we would have a Shechianu. It could be a different idea. That Pesach night, so it's not a full Simcha, because okay, it's a tremendous night. We had all these Oris and all these Nisim in the flows. But it wasn't, it was only the Harenu, the Bechinus Harenu Vinyan. And throughout the Sphere period, till Shavuos, then the Sabchenu Sikuna, because then we earned it. And Shabbos, they're both called Shabbos. They're both called Shabbos, Pesach and this. Not only because we didn't earn it, but these were both vehicles for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us what we should strive for. It's both Bukhinas Matana Tov. And that's what Shabbos, the Kedushas way you say, is a Matana Tov. Because I want you to know what Olam Haba is. But I can't give it to you in this world, Mishchar Mitzvah Hayal Malek. But I want you to have a Hasaga of what it is, so you'll know what you're striving for. So that's what? That's what Shabbos, that's why the verse says Matana Tov. That's what it means in Matana. It doesn't count as Schar, but it's Matana. And that was Pesach. Pesach was also Matana. It was also Matana. And now we have to strive. So that's the Rabosai, is the message of Shechianu. Shechianu is not, you don't get Shechianu when you just get something without. Shechianu is a special brach of Simcha. And the true Simcha is when you earn something. And you have to realize that in the day and age we live today, people just want everything at once. People don't like to wait. But Sfiras HaOmer teaches us, no, day in, day out. You want to get something that's worthwhile. It's all about doing a lot, every day, doing a little bit every day, during a duration of time, and then you realize, hey, I accomplished something. It's not about snapping your fingers and it's happening overnight. And that's Birchas Shechianu. Simcha
Bagienu el Hakadusha al Yidei Maaseinu. And that's what Shechianu. So there's no Shechianu for Sphira. Because where do we go? We, what do we accomplish? What do we do? Nothing at the beginning of Sphira. The beginning of Sphira is not a time simple. Not only because of the Balamor that the Churban Habayis. But like Lucius Slave, he said, the Tenis Yitzchak, Sphira is not, we're not happy about the beginning of Sphira. When you get in the car, you're happy when you get to your destination. The beginning, you didn't get anywhere yet. You know, so when you get to the destination, you're traveling to get to Maryland or wherever. And you get to your destination, oh, then you're there. Oh, there's some simcha. When you first start the car, so the simcha's not there yet. And that's what our life is about. It's doing things slowly, day in, day out, day in, day out, in a positive way, in a steady way. And then, ultimately, it's not only Bahrein over there. And that's Birka Shechiyonu, and that's what's happening. Svarto Mocher, in Machar Shabbos. And Pesach is called Shabbos, because it's the Matana Tova, and Shabbos is called Shabbos, like the Kedusha Slavi. So we should all we have to know the directions. Before you start in the car, you got to get the directions, and you put it into your GPS, because you want to know where you're going. So that's Pesach. Pesach is telling us, what's the address that we learned on Pesach, where the address is. And then, the 7 weeks after, let's start driving there. Let's get there. But first you got to know what the address is. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is telling us, what's the address? What's the goal? And that's Bezer Shem, Pircha Shiyonis, Simcha, Malyenu, Al Kedusha, Al Yidei, Masim. I would like to wish everyone a Chag Kosher v'Sameach, and we'll daven Mincha now. Please stay for Mincha, we need a minyan. And Sunday after Pesach is a travel day, we should start Bez Hashem Monday. We have a couple of more packets to do, but I already gave in the Chazara questions, because before you know it, we're going to have to be starting Chazara. So, Bez Hashem.